Thank you for downloading this foreign exchange podcast from Coracle and Crossbar FX for October the 4th, 2010. This podcast is made possible with the kind sponsorship of ShipServe, the world's leading e-marketplace for the buying and selling of ship supplies. Please go and find out more about them at shipserve.com. The euro surged to a six-week high against the US dollar last week, as further QE from central banks other than the ECB lifted the single currency. The Fed, the Bank of England and the Bank of Japan have all hinted that a further loosening of monetary policy before the year end is a distinct possibility. There has been no word from the ECB, which has enabled it to avoid persistent concerns about the fiscal health of such countries as Spain and Ireland. China has said it will continue to back the euro with its foreign reserve holdings. Further robust economic data from China raised expectations that the demand for raw materials by the Chinese is unlikely to falter. Hence, commodity-based currencies such as the Australian dollar and the Canadian dollar strengthened against most pairings. A revised US growth figure for April-June, up from 1.6% to 1.7%, did little to strengthen the US dollar. Here in the UK, the IMF has backed the coalition government's spending cuts, some of which are beginning to come out at the Conservative conference this week. The 20th of October is when the full austerity package will be announced. GDP from April to June grew at its fastest rate since the first 3 months of 2001, up 1.2%. On the downside, the trade deficit increased from 10.3 billion to 10.9 billion. 10% unemployment in the eurozone and more billions being pumped into the Allied Irish Bank have not seen sterling manage to make any headway against the euro, and QE is not seen as a positive sign for a currency, even when pitched against poor economic data and the threat of sovereign default in some euro-based economies. Thanks for listening.